Dictation for Kevin, K-E-V as in Victor, I-N, Powelson, P-O-W-E-L-S-O-N. May 25, 68. Address as a letter, Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 4631713. Dear Dr. Moon, a consultation in person for Mr. Powelson. As you are aware, he was admitted twice to the hospital, first one here in Alma, A-L-M-A, from December 25 to December 28, when he presented with dyspnea and chest pain, treated as pneumonia on the left side, no organism isolated. There was EKG and echocardiogram findings of mild pericarditis, stable over time, treated with colchicine prednisone. He was released. Symptoms initially improved, but he developed severe chest pain, shortness of breath, for what he was readmitted on January the 10th to January 14th, this present time at Midland, M-I-D-L-A-N-D. Large pericardial effusion, question tamponade physiology, blood pressure running low, elevated troponins, differential diagnosis of potential vascular event, required pressure support, ventilatory assistance, pericardial fluid removal, cultures were negative, was considered viral pericarditis. During a CT scan, found it to have an area of abdominal aneurysm with soft tissue density, concerned for hematoma or bleeding of the abdominal aorta versus malignancy. He already sees Dr. Akat, AKKAD, for a lung nodule stable over time. They are going to do a new CT scan and PET scan. He is smoking, has a chronic cough, denies purulent material hemoptysis. The anterior chest pain has, for the most part, resolved, has lost some weight. Urine clear without infection, cloudiness, or blood. No gross edema, no claudication symptoms. Chronic back pain for what he is on disability. Some radiation to the left side. Question sciatic. Denies orthopnea PND. No skin rash or bruises. No bleeding nose gums. No fever, no headaches. Next paragraph, he passed medical history for a smoker. Question COPD, hypertension, the recent pericardial effusion, pericarditis, fatty liver but no cirrhosis, no deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke, no gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion, no viral hepatitis, has chronic kidney disease, at least since 2020, stage 3, question related to diabetes, but he takes no medications. There has been also no gross, there is low-level proteinuria, no nephrotic range. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 13. Was two and a half packs, presently one pack per day, no alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease, although diabetes and blood pressure is an issue. Next paragraph, most recent medications includes amoxicillin and doxycycline that he has completed, high-dose aspirin, Plavix, Norvasc, Lipitor, Bisoprolol, Colchicine, Losartan, Protanix, and Aldactone. Next paragraph, surgeries for appendix, left shoulder scope, and two trauma requiring eventually amputation, the fifth finger on the right side. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. He is awake, alert, oriented, sign 3, weight of 190, blood pressure 120 over 70 on the right, 112/68 on the left. Some degree of muscle wasting. He mentioned that he doesn't know how to read or write. His speech is normal, normal eye movements, normal pupils. Lungs are distant but clear, no oral wheezes, no consolidation pleural effusion. I do not hear pericardial rap, appears to be regular breathing. Abdomen without distension, no palpable liberal spring or masses. I do not hear femoral bruits. No gross edema, no gangrene, no focal deficit, mild decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine appears change. Around February 2020, when it became 1.8, since then has been fluctuating as high as 2.5, most of the time around 1.6, 1.8. On the first admission to ALMA, it was around 1.6 to 1.9, the second admission 2.5, 2.9, and the most recent one from the time of discharge, January 14, 1.5 for a GFR of 49 to stage 3. This last blood test, sodium down to 134, potassium low at 3.5, metabolic acidosis of 22. Low albumin at 2.9, which is something new. Likely from the acute pericarditis, calcium normal, magnesium normal, minor increase, alkaline phosphatase, other liver function tests right now are normal, glucose in the 160s, 170s. Recent elevated troponin, 0.24, 0.28, elevated LDH, 720. Chronically high cholesterol in the 200s, triglyceride in the upper 200s, high LDL, low HDL. Procalcitonin has been elevated as high as 4.66. Lactic acid has been normal. Most recent white blood cell is improved from a peak of 23,000. Anemia down to around 9, normal platelet count. There has been relative iron deficiency. minor increase of D-dimer, normal coagulation factors. Previously, minor increase of PTT, although workup has been negative. At that time, a number of factors, 11, 12, 8, 9, lupus anticoagulant was negative or normal percentage. Diabetes A1C has fluctuated in the lower sevens. Back in 2020, antinuclear antibodies negative, testing for rheumatoid arthritis, including RF and CCP negative. Coronavirus has been negative. Blood cultures, pericardial fluid cultures negative. Fungal culture pending. Testing for pneumonia, legionella, mycoplasma negative, influenza AB negative, urine sample for the first time 100 of protein, no blood cells bacteria, more than 500 glucose. I review all the imaging myself. There has been a number of CT scans, stable nodule less than 8 millimeters on the right side. I review the CT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis. This was done with IV contrast. No pulmonary embolism, no thoracic aorta dissection, no stenosis at the level of mesenteric, celiac artery, SMA, IMA, single vessel renal arteries right and left without stenosis. There is a soft tissue on the left side of abdominal wall, 2.5 by 2.2. Some degree of atherosclerosis. There is an ulcerated area on the aortic lumen next to the soft tissue density. Few reactive periaortic lymph nodes. Iliac arteries and other arteries, lower extremities, no stenosis, although there is plaque and thrombus, worse on the right side. The large-sided pericardial the large pericardial effusion, minor bilateral pleural effusion. There are a number of echocardiograms before and after pericardiocentesis, normal ejection fraction, and no reported major valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure at the time of pericardial effusion and low blood pressure question tamponade. Next number, CKD stage 3-4. The etiology is not clear. There is low-level proteinuria. There is diabetes, presently on no medications, but A1C has been mildly elevated. Nothing to suggest overt diabetes and diabetic nephropathy. There is no evidence of blood or protein, blood or inflammatory cells in the urine. He has no evidence of kidney obstruction or urinary retention or stones or masses. He has normal single arteries without renal artery stenosis. He does have evidence of atherosclerosis with the new finding of this question aneurysm, ulceration, soft tissue mass, cholesterol emboli needs to be considered in the differential diagnosis.
Thank you.
At the same time, presently no symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis. Next number, a smoker, clinical evidence of COPD. I do not see pulmonary function test. He has not required any oxygen. Next number, diabetes on diet control only. Next number, probably diabetic nephropathy, but I don't believe is enough to explain the chronic changes. Next number, pulmonary nodule, stable over time, no progression. Next number, atherosclerosis, as indicated above, with the soft tissue density and ulceration. Workup in progress, saw vascular surgeon in the hospital, saw cardiology, hematology, oncology, doing workup to make sure no malignancy, appears to be less likely. Next number, fatty liver without chronic liver disease. Next number, reactive anemia. Next number, reactive low albumin. Next number, pericardial effusion and pericarditis. Thought to be related to viral infection. So far negative for any bacterial or fungal infection. Remains on a high dose of aspirin and colchicine, which is appropriate for the time being. All issues discussed with the patient. We will monitor chemistries over time. End of dictation.